Dr. Grant said individuals who were hospitalized for COVID-19 have an increased chance of having heart and lung complications. He said with regards to these two organs, COVID can affect them individually or concurrently.
COVID does not always cause shortness of breath. However, COVID can affect two organ systems that can lead to shortness of breath. It can affect these systems individually or concurrently, notably the lungs and the heart. As far as the heart is concerned, COVID can cause what we call a pericarditis, which is fluid around the heart, or it can cause a myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart. And as far as the lungs are concerned, it can cause lung scarring. Okay. Now, individuals who are hospitalized or were hospitalized as a result of COVID have an increased chance of having heart and lung complications. But no one is immune.
Local physician, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, financial challenges in Jamaica resulting from the recent lockdowns, which were aimed at slowing the spread of the novel coronavirus, are among factors pushing up robberies and similar crimes in St. Mary. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica since the outbreak now stands at 12,033. Internationally, there has been a record drop in the number of COVID infections in the UK, according to the latest estimates from the Office for National Statistics. Around 2.87 million people would have tested positive in the week April 23rd, 900,000 fewer than the week before. COVID levels are declining in England, Scotland, and Wales, but are unchanged in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, Beijing will conduct mass testing of most of its 21 million people as a new COVID-19 outbreak sparked stockpiling of food by residents worried about the possibility of a Shanghai-style lockdown. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.